all about grace. The Voice of St. Paul, this podcast, is about grace. That's what you will hear here. Grace, mercy, God's love in Christ. St. Paul Lutheran Church in Catonsville, Maryland, offers sermons, occasional devotions, and thoughts from Pastor Greg Alms and others. On this podcast, you'll hear about the love of Christ for you and in your life. We invite you to listen, to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. So of course, all the kids at school here wear masks, as we all do. And I help a lot of times in car line, getting the kids out of school, getting out of the kids out of the cars and into school in the morning. And one day, a child coming out of the car didn't have a mask on. And I kind of looked at him and I said, "Well, who are you? I've never seen you before. A stranger, we know. Are you sure you're a student in this school? Why are you getting out of the car?" And then he put his mask back on. I said, "Oh yeah, it's you. It's good to see you today. You know, we've gotten so used to wearing masks, and me having come in the middle of mask wearing season, when somebody doesn't have a mask on, I don't even recognize them, especially the little kids. You get so used to people only seeing half of their face when they take their mask off, don't even recognize them. Today is Transfiguration Sunday, and it tells us this, that Jesus wears a mask. Jesus wears a mask. Jesus puts on something. He carries himself so that most of the time in his earthly ministry, he hides who he truly is. He obscures his majesty, his appearance. He puts on the mask of suffering, the mask of sin and shame. He covers himself up with his own humility so that he lives and walks and talks as we do. Jesus truly is the Son of God, born of the Virgin Mary, truly God and truly man, one person. He is Emmanuel, and he brings God to us. But he wears a mask, the mask of a fallen world. He puts on sin. He puts on shame. He goes to the grave of his friend Lazarus and he weeps. He hangs around with lost people. He knows the pain of bleeding. He knows the pain of suffering and dying. He puts all of this on himself. He's thirsty. He's hungry. He is tired. He covers himself up with our brokenness, our sin, our experience. It's what dogmaticians like to call his state of humiliation. He wears a mask. But on this day, the day of Transfiguration, for a moment, he takes off his mask and he shows us who he is as he really is. He puts aside his humility for a moment and shows his glory. He lets us see him as he truly is, fully glorious. He slips off his mask, and there we see him filled with the divine light. The divine light which is shining not down from God the Father onto him. It's not showing us the sun in the sky, radiant, and Jesus sort of reflecting that glory. But this divine light, divine presence, is shining from inside Jesus and shining out through his humanity, through the flesh and blood that he assumed from Mary. And we see him on this mountain, not obscured or hidden by punishment or by the shame and the guilt that he carries, but we see God in human flesh. God and man in one person in Jesus. Jesus has taken off his mask. Now, of course, we all wear masks. We've been wearing them for a while. But I want to talk about masks that we wear in a different sense. Not these COVID masks, but masks we wear like Jesus does. We wear masks of suffering too. We wear masks of sin. We are disfigured. We are changed by guilt and regret. We're grabbed hold of by our resentments, the anger that we carry around. We have anxiety. We have worry that grabs a hold of us. And we are different for these things that get us, right? That cover us. It could be disease. It could be mourning that we have for people that we have lost. It might be persistent sin that we grieve over, that we can't seem to let go of. And it covers up who we are as the people of God. We are broken, not whole. As we say in our confession, we are poor, miserable sinners. And we are different than what God intends us. We are misshapen in many ways. You know, it's like when you wear one of those tight masks, you know, for a long time, and you take the mask off, you have a line on your face. It's changed your appearance. That's what sin, shame, guilt, living in this world, wearing this mask does to us. And it's why Transfiguration is such an important story in the Scriptures. Jesus takes off his mask to show us what we are without our mask. Jesus goes up onto the mountain and shows us who he really is to show us who we really are in him. Jesus calls us up out of the valley, out of the shadows, up onto this mountain and shows us a vision of eternity, of glory, of what awaits us, of what will be, what is coming to us. We must spend our days and weeks and minutes and years walking and carrying our burdens. We're not able to shed this sinful self yet. We must keep going with our hurts, with our temptations, with our regrets. But as we go, we come to the mountain. And Jesus reminds us and tells us with this glorious vision of him filled with light, Elijah and Moses and the disciples below, that it will not always be this way, this life we live day to day. We will not always fail. We will not always hurt. No, this divine light which shines forth from the person of Jesus will reach us, does reach us, and it will fill us. And that divine light which Jesus brings will chase away the darkness and the shadows that we carry around. Transfiguration is like a rest stop on a long journey on the interstate. You can get out and stretch your legs, you can breathe the air. And you can realize that you're not going to be in the car forever. This vision on the mountain gives us strength and hope. It is a promise written in the events of Jesus and what happens to him on the mountain. A promise to us that as Jesus, so you and me. You know, sometimes it is like on a rest stop, on a trip. It's nice to take off these COVID masks, isn't it? You get home, and you take it off, and you're like, finally I can breathe. And you can enjoy it. You're at home. You're with yourself. You're with your family. But soon enough, you have to go to work. You have to go to the store, church. And what do you have to do? You got to put the mask back on and go back out into the world. So it is with transfiguration. So it is with Jesus and with us. Peter wants to stay on this mountain. He says, let's camp out. You know, let's build tents. Let's stay here. We don't have to go back down in the valley. Let's stay up on the mountain. But Jesus says no. And Jesus puts on his mask again. He knows that he must go down the mountain. He cannot stay on the mountain of transfiguration. He goes and he must continue to carry the hurt and the pain and the sin. He must carry it to the next mountain. He must carry it to the next mountain that he goes up, the mountain of Calvary. He wears that mask for us. Transfiguration is just an interlude. It's just a moment. Calvary is the goal, the center, where the mask that Jesus wears will consume him. It will become everything. He will drink the dregs of punishment, of sin completely. And he will take it all to the very end. And he will know the results and the ultimate end of this sinful life we lead and this sinful world and our rebellion and our sin. You see, he wears a mask for a reason. He doesn't stay up on that mountain. That would be the easy thing to do. But he goes down the mountain for you and for me. To suffer for sin, to put it away, to wear the mask so that finally it can be done with once and for all. And we too cannot stay on the mountain. We too must put on our mask and go back down the mountain, into the valley, down on the walkway that leads forward. We are not in heaven yet. We go down and we bear our burdens. We drag along our sinful self, repentance, asking for forgiveness time and again. But we walk in the footsteps of Jesus. We walk in the footsteps of the one who goes from the one mountain to the next, a Savior. The one who is filled with divine light, but who for our sakes, for our salvation, covers up that light. Who walks in the darkness, who knows the forsakenness of the cross, so that we might know the love of God. We follow him. And so let us do that. We will follow him in Lent. We will listen to his words. We will end up at the cross. We will follow him in our life with setbacks and burdens and difficulties. But we do it with the transfiguration, having been etched into our hearts and minds, a promise that no matter how low the valley, how difficult the walk, there's another mountain past Calvary, a greater mountain, where we will meet our crucified Lord, yes, still bearing the wounds of the cross, but he will be glorified. He will be filled with divine light, and we will be with him, just as we were on this mountain today. It is a promise of a blessed reality that is ours in Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's it for today's podcast. Thanks for listening to the Voice of St. Paul. God be with you.